wasting your time and soliciting your patience. But I suppose the most value is simply annoying the sysadmin on the HSU board. Thrifty radios are proof that not all innovation is progress. Save your money and get something that actually works. I am Art Bell, and you have been listening to Art Bell Live Radio. Hi, I'm Art Bell, and I'm here to complain once again about stretchy transmitters. All right, let's cut to the chase about stretchy radios. They're a disaster disguised as innovation. The one job a radio has, transmitting on a set frequency, is the one thing these contraptions utterly fail to do.
Stability?
Forget it. That carrier just makes me laugh my stupid mustache right off my lip. Transmission quality? What comes out of a stretchy radio sounds like a fax machine, dying of slow, painful death. Sure, it sounds okay in AM mode, but forget any kind of sideband or synchronous detection. And heaven forbid you touch the damn thing, because this thing could heat an average four-bedroom house, some of which may be radiated on 43 meters. So, what are they good for? Annoying ham operators, wasting your time, and testing the limits of your patience. But I suppose the most value is simply annoying the sysadmin on the HSU board. Thrifty radios are proof that not all innovation is progress. Save your money and get something that actually works. I am Art Bell, and you have been listening to Art Bell's Live Radio. Here to complain once again about stretchy transmitters. All right, let's cut to the chase about stretchy radios. They're a disaster disguised as innovation. The one job a radio has, transmitting on a set frequency, is the one thing the contraption utterly fails to do. Stability? Forget it. That carrier just makes me laugh my stupid mustache right off my lip. Transmission quality? What comes out of a stretchy radio sounds like a fax machine dying to slow. Sure, it sounds okay in AM mode, but forget any kind of sideband or synchronous detection. And heaven forbid you touch the damn thing, because this thing could heat an average four-bedroom house. 43 meters. So, what are they good for? Wasting your time and your patience. But I suppose the value is simply annoying the sysadmin on the HSU board. Thrifty radios are proof that not all save your money and get something that actually works. I am Art Bell, and you have been listening to Art Bell's Live Radio. And I about stretching transmitters.
All right, let's cut to the chase
about stern events, guys, and innovation. The one problem radio has is transmitting on a set frequency. It's the one thing contraption utterly fail to do. Stability?
Forget it, that carrier is making last my stupid mustache right off my head.
Transmission quality? What comes out of a stretchy radio? Sounds like a bank machine dying to slow, painful death.
Sure, it sounds okay
in AM mode, but forget any kind of sideband or synchronous detection. It never produces from the damn thing, because this thing could heat an average four-bedroom house, some of which anyway uses on heaters. So, what are they good for? Annoying ham operators, wasting your time, and testing the limits of your patience. But I suppose the most value is annoying the participants on the HSU board. Stretchy radios are proof that not all innovation is progress. Save your money and get something that actually works. I am Art Bell, and you have been listening to Art Bell's Lit Radio. Once again, about stretching transmitters. All right, let's cut to the chase about stretching radios. There is a disaster disguised as innovation. The one job a radio has, transmitting on a set frequency, is the one thing these contraptions utterly fail to do. Stability? Forget it. That carrier just makes me laugh my stupid mustache right off my lip. Transmission quality? What comes out of a stretchy radio? Sounds like a fax machine dying to slow, painful death. Sure, it sounds okay in AM mode, but forget any kind of sideband or synchronous detection. And heaven forbid you touch the damn thing, because this thing could heat an average four-bedroom house, some of which maybe needed on 43 meters. So, what are they good for? Annoying ham operators. Wasting your time and testing the limits of your patience. But I suppose the most valuable is annoying the participants on the HSU board. Stretchy radios are proof that not all innovation is progress. Save your money and get something that actually works. I am Art Bell, and you have been listening to Art Bell's Lit Radio. And I'm here to complain, once again, about stretchy transmitters. All right, let's cut to the chase about stretchy radios. They're a disaster disguised as innovation. The one job a radio has, transmitting on a set frequency, is the one thing the contraption utterly fails to do. Stability? Forget it, that carrier just makes me laugh like a mustache right off my lip. Transmission quality? What comes out of a stretchy radio? Sounds like a fax machine dying to slow, painful death. Sure, it sounds okay in AM mode, but forget any kind of sideband or synchronous detection. And heaven forbid you touch the damn thing, because this thing could heat an average four-bedroom house, some of which may be radiated on 43 meters. So, what are they good for? Annoying ham operators. Wasting your time and testing the information. But I suppose the most value is simply annoying the participants on the HSU board. Stretchy radios are proof that not all innovation is progress. Save your money and get something that actually works. I am Art Bell, and you have been listening to Art Bell's Lit Radio. And I'm here to complain once again about stretchy radios. All right, let's cut to the chase about stretchy radios. There is a disaster disguised as innovation. The one job a radio has, transmitting on a set frequency, is the one thing the utterly fails. Stability? Forget it, that carrier is making me laugh my stupid mustache right off my lip. Transmission quality? What comes out of a stretchy radio? Sounds like a bad thing. Dying to slow, sounds okay in AM mode, but forget any kind of sideband or synchronous connection. And heaven forbid you touch the damn thing, because this thing could heat an average four-bedroom house, some of which may be radiated on 43 meters. So, what are they good for? Annoying cam operators, wasting your time, and testing the limits of your patience. But I suppose most value is simply annoying the participants on the HSU board. Energy radios are proof that small innovation is progress. Save your money and get something that actually works. I am Art Bell, and you have been listening to Art Bell's Live Radio. Hi, I'm Art Bell, and I'm here to complain once again about stretchy transmitters. All right, let's cut to the chase about stretchy radios. They're a disaster disguised as innovation. The one job a radio has, transmitting on a set frequency, is the one thing these contraptions utterly fail to do. Stability? Forget it. That carrier just makes me laugh my stupid mustache right off my lip. Transmission quality? What comes out of a stretchy radio? It sounds like a fax machine dying a slow, painful death. Sure, it sounds okay in AM mode, but forget any kind of sideband or synchronous detection. And heaven forbid you touch the damn thing, because this thing could heat an average four-bedroom house, some of which may be radiated on 43 meters. So, what are they good for? Annoying ham operators, wasting your time, and testing the limits of your patience. But I suppose the most value is simply annoying the sysadmin on the HSU board. Stretchy radios are proof that not all innovation is progress. Save your money and get something that actually works. I am Art Bell, and you have been listening to Art Bell's Live Radio. Hi, I'm Art Bell, and I'm here to complain once again about stretchy transmitters. All right, let's cut to the chase about stretchy radios. They're a disaster disguised as innovation. The one job a radio has, transmitting on a set frequency, is the one thing these contraptions utterly fail to do. Stability? Forget it. That carrier just makes me laugh my stupid mustache right off my lip. Transmission quality? What comes out of a stretchy radio? Sounds like a fax machine dying to slow, painful death. Sure, it sounds okay in AM mode, but forget any kind of sideband or synchronous detection. And heaven forbid you touch the damn thing, because this thing could heat an average four-bedroom house, some of which may be radiated on 43 meters. So, what are they good for? Annoying ham operators, wasting your time, and testing the limits of your patience. But I suppose the most value is simply annoying the sysadmin on the HSU board. Stretchy radios are proof that not all innovation is progress. Save your money and get something that actually works. I am Art Bell, and you have been listening to Art Bell's Live Radio. Hi, I'm Art Bell, and I'm here to complain once again about stretchy transmitters. All right, let's cut to the chase about stretchy radios. They're a disaster disguised as innovation. The one job a radio has, transmitting on a set frequency, is the one thing these contraptions utterly fail to do. Stability? Forget it. That carrier just makes me laugh my stupid mustache right off my lip. Transmission quality? What comes out of a stretchy radio? Sounds like a fax machine dying a slow, painful death. Sure, it sounds okay in AM mode, but forget any kind of sideband or synchronous detection. And heaven forbid you touch the damn thing, because this thing could heat an average four-bedroom house, some of which may be radiated on 43 meters. So, what are they good for? Annoying ham operators, wasting your time, and testing the limits of your patience. But I suppose the most value is simply annoying the sysadmin on the HFU board. Stretchy radios have proved that not all innovation is progress. Save your money and get something that actually works. I am Art Bell, and you have been listening to Art Bell Live Radio. Bell, and I'm here to complain once again about stretchy transmitters. All right, let's cut to the chase about stretchy radios. They're a disaster disguised as innovation. The one job a radio has, transmitting on a set frequency, is the one thing the contraption utterly fails to do. Stability? Forget it. That carrier just makes me laugh my stupid mustache right off my lip. Transmission quality? What comes out of a stretchy radio? Sounds like a fax machine dying a slow, painful death. Sure, it sounds okay in AM mode, but forget any kind of sideband or synchronous detection. And heaven forbid you touch the damn thing, because this thing could heat an average four-bedroom house, some of which may be rated on 43 meters. So, what are they good for? Annoying ham operators, wasting your time, and testing the limits of your patience. But I suppose the most value is simply annoying the sysadmin on the HFU board. Stretchy radios are proof that not all innovation is progress. Save your money and get something that actually works. I am Art Bell, and you've been listening to Art Bell Live Radio. Bell, and I'm here to complain once again about stretchy transmitters. All right, let's cut to the chase about stretchy radios. They're a disaster disguised as innovation. The one job a radio has, transmitting on a set frequency, is the one thing these contraptions utterly fail to do. Stability? Forget it. That carrier just makes me laugh my stupid mustache right off my lip. Transmission quality? What comes out of a stretchy radio? Sounds like a fax machine. Oh, painful death. Sure, it sounds okay in AM mode, but getting inside the sideband or synchronous detection. And heaven forbid you touch the damn thing, because this thing could heat an average four-bedroom house, some of which may be radiated on 43 meters. So, what are they good for? Annoying ham operators, wasting your time, and testing the limits of your patience. But I suppose the most value is simply annoying the sysadmin on the HFU board. Stretchy radios have proved that not all innovation is progress. Save your money and get something that actually works. I am Art Bell, and you have been listening to Art Bell Live Radio. Bell, and I'm here to complain once again about stretchy transmitters. All right, let's cut to the chase about stretchy radios. They're a disaster disguised as innovation. The one job a radio has, transmitting on a set frequency, is the one thing these contraptions utterly fail to do. Stability? Forget it. That carrier just makes me laugh my stupid mustache right off my lip. Transmission quality? What comes out of a stretchy radio? Sounds like a fax machine dying a slow, painful death. Sure, it sounds okay in AM mode, but forget any kind of sideband or synchronous detection. And heaven forbid you touch the damn thing, because this thing could heat an average four-bedroom house, some of which may be rated on 43 meters. So, what are they good for? Annoying ham operators, wasting your time, and testing the limits of your patience. But I suppose the most value is simply annoying the sysadmin on the HFU board. Stretchy radios have proved that not all innovation is progress. Save your money and get something that actually works. I am Art Bell, and you have been listening to Art Bell Live Radio. Hi, I'm Art Bell, and I'm here to complain once again about stretchy transmitters. All right, let's cut to the chase about stretchy radios. They're a disaster disguised as innovation. The one job a radio has, transmitting on a set frequency, is the one thing the contraption utterly fails to do. Stability? Forget it. That carrier just makes me laugh my stupid mustache right off my lips. Transmission quality? What comes out of a stretchy radio sounds like a fax machine dying a slow, painful death. Sure, it sounds okay in AM mode, but forget any kind of sideband or synchronous detection. And heaven forbid you touch the damn thing, because this thing can eat an average 4 meters out. Some of which may be needed on a meter. So, what are they good for? Annoying camera figures, wasting your time, and testing the limits of your patience. But I suppose the most value is simply annoying the sysadmin on the HSU board. Stretchy radios are proof that not all innovation is progress. Save your money and get something that actually works. I am Art Bell, and you have been listening to Art Bell's Lit Radio. Hi, I'm Art Bell, and I'm here to complain once again about stretchy transmitters. All right, let's cut to the chase about stretchy radio. They're a disaster disguised as innovation. The one job a radio has, transmitting on a set frequency, is the one thing the contraption utterly fails to do. Stability? Forget it. That carrier just makes me laugh my stupid mustache right off my lips. Transmission quality? What comes out of a stretchy radio? Sounds like a fax machine dying to slow, painful death. Sure, it sounds okay in AM mode, but forget any kind of silence or synchronous detection. And heaven forbid you touch the damn thing, because this thing can eat an average 4 meters, some of which may be radiated on 43 meters. So, what are they good for? AM operator, wasting your time and testing the limits of your patience. But I suppose the most value is simply annoying the sysadmin on the HSU board. Stretchy radios are proof that not all innovation is progress. Save your money and get something that actually works. I am Art Bell, and you have been listening to Art Bell's Lit Radio. Hi, I'm Art Bell, and I'm here to complain once again about stretchy transmitters. All right, let's cut to the chase about stretchy radios. They're a disaster disguised as innovation. The one job a radio has, transmitting on a set frequency, is the one thing these contraptions utterly fail to do. Stability? Forget it. That carrier just makes me laugh my stupid mustache right off my lips. Transmission quality? What comes out of a stretchy radio? Sounds like a fax machine dying a slow, painful death. Sure, it sounds okay in AM mode, but forget any kind of sidebands or synchronous detection. And heaven forbid you touch the damn thing, because this thing could heat an average 4-bedroom house, some of which may be radiated on 43 meters. So, what are they good for? Annoying AM operator, wasting your time, and testing the limits of your patience. But I suppose the most value is simply annoying the sysadmin on the HSU board. Stretchy radios are proof that not all innovation is progress. Save your money and get something that actually works. I am Art Bell, and you have been listening to Art Bell's Lit Radio. And I'm here to complain once again about stretchy transmitters. All right, let's cut to the chase about stretchy radios. They're a disaster disguised as innovation. The one job a radio has, transmitting on a set frequency, is the one thing the contraption utterly fails to do. Stability? Forget it. That carrier just makes me laugh my stupid mustache right off my lips. Transmission quality? What comes out of a stretchy radio? sounds like a fax machine, darn it, the flow.
Sure, it sounds okay.
Sideband or synchronous detection. And heaven forbid you touch the damn thing, because this thing could heat an average four-bedroom house, some of which may be radiated on 43 meters. So, what are they good for? Annoying ham operators, wasting your time, and testing the limits of your patience. But I suppose the most value is simply annoying the sysadmin on the HSU board. Churchy radios have proved that not all innovation is progress. Save your money and get something that actually works. I am Art Bell, and you have been listening to Art Bell's Live Radio. Hi, I'm Art Bell, and I'm here to complain once again about stretchy transmitters. All right, let's cut to the chase about stretchy radios. They're a disaster disguised as innovation. The one job a radio has, transmitting on a set frequency, is the one thing the contraption utterly fails to do. Stability? Forget it. That carrier just makes me laugh like this mustache right off my lip. Transmission quality? What comes out of a stretching radio? Sounds like a fax machine gone too slow. Painful death. Sure, sounds okay. But forget any kind of sideband or synchronous detection. And heaven forbid you touch the damn thing. Because this thing could be an average four-bedroom house, some of which may be radiated on 43 meters. So, what are they good for? Annoying ham operators, wasting your time, and the limits of your patience. But I suppose the most value is simply annoying the visitors on the HSU board. Stretchy radios are proof that not all innovation is progress. Save your money and get something that actually works. I am Art Bell, and you've been listening to Art Bell's Lit Radio. Hi, I'm Art Bell, and I'm here to complain once again about stretchy transmitters. All right, let's cut to the chase about stretchy radios. They're a disaster disguised as innovation. The one job a radio has, transmitting on a set frequency, is the one thing these contraptions utterly fail to do. Stability? Forget it. That carrier just makes me laugh my stupid mustache right off my lip. Transmission quality? What comes out of a stretchy radio? Sounds like a fax machine dying a slow, painful death. Sure, it sounds okay in AM mode, but forget any kind of sideband or synchronous detection. And heaven forbid you touch the damn thing, because this thing could heat an average four-bedroom house, some of which may be radiated on 43 meters. What are they good for? Annoying ham operators, wasting your time, and testing the limits of your patience. But I suppose the most value is simply annoying the sysadmin on the HSU board. Stretchy radios are proof that not all innovation is progress. Save your money and get something that actually works. I am Art Bell, and you have been listening to Art Bell's Live Radio. Hi, I'm Art Bell, and I'm here to complain once again about stretchy transmitters. All right, let's cut to the chase about stretchy radios. They're a disaster disguised as innovation. The one job a radio has, transmitting on a set frequency, is the one thing these contraptions utterly fail to do. Stability? Forget it. That carrier just makes me laugh like this mustache right off my lip. Transmission quality? What comes out of a stretchy radio? Sounds like a fax machine dying to flow. Painful death. Sure, it sounds okay in AM mode, but forget any kind of sideband or synchronous detection. And heaven forbid you touch the damn thing, because this thing could heat an average four-bedroom house, some of which may be radiated.